Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We're so grateful you joined us. Hallelujah. We are honoring the King of Kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No God great like our King. No God great like Jehovah. No God mighty like him. He is mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Hallelujah. We serve the Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Bowing down this morning and confess that he is Lord in this place, in the place where you live, in the place where I am. He is Lord. No God great like our King. So, Father, this morning we lift up Bible Storyland before you, and we thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you for Bible Storyland family. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you brought us together for such a time as this. To honor you, to give you glory, to give you praise. In the name of Jesus, you are Lord in this place. No other God but you. No other God like you. You are holy, you are great, you are mighty, and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning as we come before your presence, we speak to every mountain in our lives, and we command it to be removed and to cast into the sea. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let every mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed. We prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed. Let the mountains tremble at the presence of God. We contend with every mountain and command them to hear our voice. Lay the mountain of Esau to waste. Put forth your hand, O Lord, and overturn the mountains by the roots. We speak to every mountain of debt to be removed and cast into the sea. Lord, you are against every destroying mountain. Let the mountains melt at your presence, O God. Make waste the evil mountains in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thresh every mountain. We beat them small. And we make the hills as chaff. Every mountain in our way will become a plain in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our names. You've even numbered know the amount of hairs upon our heads. What a great God you are. You're awesome. Nothing is impossible to you. Nothing is impossible to you. So this morning is Family Day. We're grateful that the Lord himself created families. He created fathers, he created mothers, he created children, grandparents, uncles, aunts, the whole family. And we are grateful. Not only did he create our earthly families, our fleshly families, our blood families, but he created the family of God, which we are part of. And we're so grateful for the family of God, as well as the families that God saw fit to birth us in. So we're thankful this morning for Family Day. You know, Jesus is the lover of our souls. the goodness of God is everlasting. It lasts forever and ever and ever. And he is a merciful and kind Father. His mercy endures not just today, because we need it every day, but his mercy endures every day. His name is eternal. He has always been. He will always be. He's forever and everlasting. He's our King, our God, the King of Kings. It's because of him that we have eternal life. We don't have it on our own. Nope. Our fathers, our earthly fathers, our earthly mothers, they didn't give us eternal life. Our heavenly Father is the one who gave it to us. He chose us to be his children. We didn't choose to be his children. He chose us to be his children. And it's up to him. It's up to him whether we have life with him. So I thank God today. It's up to us to choose him back because he chose us. He gave us eternal life. But it's up to us where we choose to live that eternal life. If we're going to live it with him, or if we choose not, you know what's going to happen. We have eternal damnation. And I don't know about you, but my God gave us the wisdom to know that if we are wise, we want to live eternally in the heavens with our God, the Creator, the one who chose us. Not the one who fell from the sky, but the one who chose us, that eternal God. So I say good morning again. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. We're honoring families today on Bible Storyland. The family is a unit, and it was created by God. And right now the family unit is going through a difficult period, very, very difficult period. The enemy's trying to destroy the family, trying to put fathers in prison, send them out the home, put mothers and fathers on crack cocaine, trying to destroy the home, having fathers against their sons and sons against fathers and daughters against mothers. He's trying to destroy the home. But God created the family, and the family shall live. The family was created by God. Even though we're going through a difficult period, Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible, he gave wisdom talks about the family. He gave wisdom talks to the children. You know, Solomon was wise, wise, wise. He was so wise, and I thank God for his wisdom. But you know, he's not wiser than the one who gave him wisdom. He's just a wise man. And the word in Proverbs that Solomon wrote, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. He said, my son, hear the instructions of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Don't say yes. If they say come with us, let us lie and wait to shed innocent blood. Don't say yes, say no. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. If they say these things to you, go the other way. Let us swallow them up alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. You know the jewelry that they keep in their houses. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast your and your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. If they talk foolish talk like that, run from them. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away life, the life of its owners. Wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the open squares. So listen to wisdom, my son, is what Solomon is saying. Solomon gave wise counsel to his son, to his daughter. And as parents today, we got to give wise counsel to our sons and our daughters and our grandchildren and our nieces and nephews. Whether they want to hear it or not, we still got to impart wisdom on them. They don't know. Foolishness is in the heart of children. But the Bible says the rod of correction will beat it out of them. So we can't withhold the wisdom, because Solomon knew his son was going to need wisdom. So he told him these things that would help him to avoid the trouble in his life before it came. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to give him wisdom before the trouble comes, because trouble do come to every child. It came to you and me as children. But because we had wise parents, we knew how to avoid trouble. But when we didn't listen to our parents and we got in trouble, we got entangled in the bondage of sin, oh, my God, God was gracious and mercy, and he got us out. God wants all parents to teach their children from the time they get up in the morning till the time they get ready to go to bed at night. Like Deuteronomy 6 says, teach your children, not just on Sundays when you're in the car going to church, not just, you know, when you're taking them to a football game, not just when you're taking them to music or dance lessons, but every day from the time they wake up. Now let them sleep, but not all day. Get them up early and start teaching. Say, let's get on your knees, son. Let's get on my knees, daughter. We got to acknowledge the one who woke us up this morning. So I'm grateful to God for my parents. They're going to glory, but let's teach. You know, all of us can be parents, whether you birth parents or spiritual parents. We can teach the children next door. We can teach the children down the street. We can teach all the children what thus saith the Lord. We can teach them. So let's praise the Lord and give thanks for families, to have breakthroughs, revival of the families. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to thank the Lord. Every day we got to say, Lord, you know the child next door in the family not saved, save them, Lord. We got to call on the Lord like never before. If your family saved, call on those families that are not saved. Call on God on their behalf. They need salvation too. So right now we're about to thank God in songs and praise. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus in songs and praise, and we're going to be crying out for families today, calling on him, the Most High God, to save fathers, to save mothers, to save children, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, to save the family. We're going to cry out today. In a little bit, Mother Fanny's going to be praying for the family unit, to save all the family, because families are separating, and God brought the family unit together to stay close, in a close bond with him and a close bond with each other. So I'm grateful you joined us this morning. We are so grateful we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. I don't know where she is. She traveled the world, you know. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great, and I am right here in Paducah right now, but I'm speaking for a scholarship banquet in Union City, Tennessee, this afternoon. So we'll be leaving here about 4 o'clock, going to Union City, Tennessee.
Amen. All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
How about I decided to make Jesus my choice?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. Ooh, these things they treasure and forget about their soul. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. These clothes may be ragged that I'm wearing. Heavy is the load that I'm carrying. These old heavy burdens that I'm bearing, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen, amen. Me too. I decided to make Jesus my choice. You're a wise woman, Pastor Donna. Thank you.
Bless you, Minister.
Thank you. We appreciate you. All right. Well, we're going to call Mother Fanny to pray for the families this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning. Good morning.
Is it raining in Daytona Beach, Florida?
No, it's not raining. It's just, it looks like it'll be a nice day.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the blood still running warm in my vein and each and every one of my vein on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon all families of this old world. Lead them and guide them the way that you want us all to go. Help us to serve you and love you, obey you, keep your command, and do your will. Father God, we need you. We cannot survive without you. We are weak. Fill us up while we're torn down. Make us strong, O God. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. Have mercy this morning. Bless us going out and coming in. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. Bless all our children, Lord. All our grandchildren, Lord Jesus, bless them. Lead them and guide them the way you want them to go. Help them to do as you said do, in the name of Jesus. Bring families together. I believe all families need a lot of prayer, because families just is not coming together like they should. God, you want us to come together and be strong and gracious in you. Father, I know, I do believe that what you want us to do. You want us to obey you, hear you, understand you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us the knowledge. Give us a peace of mind. Give us joy and happiness. Put love in our family, between our family, where we can love one another and we can do what God wants us to do in the name of Jesus. We don't have no bitterness in our heart against our family and our sisters and brothers. Lord, just don't let us be that way. You didn't meant for us to be that way. And Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and all your goodness, Father, that you have done and you have poured upon us, that we will do as you said do. We will serve you. We will love you because you died for us. And you died that we may have life abundant. Lord Jesus, help us to do the will of you all the days of our natural life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Mother, you going to sing this morning? Mother Fanny, you going to
sing?
You going to sing this morning?
Yes, I'm going to sing.
All right.
You want me to sing now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you, Lord. All our praise belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
My hallelujah belongs to you. I've decided to make Jesus my choice, and our hallelujahs belong to the Lord. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Thank you,
yes,
Pastor Donna.
Yes,
we have Mother Ludell with us this morning from Appling, Georgia.
Yes.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank God.
Amen, amen. Good to hear your voice.
Always. Yes.
What are you gonna sing this morning?
Beg pardon?
What are you going to sing this morning?
Time is winding up.
All right.
Time is winding up. Time, you know. Time is winding up. Don't you know? Time. Where is time is winding up? Where is time, oh yes, time is winding up. Don't you just see how this world is making a change? Brother, tell your sister, you know, time is winding up. Well, brother, tell your sister, time is winding up. Well, it, brother, tell your sister, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world has made a change? Pastor, tell your members, you know, time is winding up. Well, it, Pastor, tell your members, time is winding up. Well, it, Pastor, tell your members, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world is made a change? Mother, tell your daughters, you know, time is winding up. Early mother, tell your daughter, time is winding up. Early mother, tell your daughter, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world made a change? Father, tell your son, you know, time is winding up. Well, let Father tell your son, time is winding up. Well, let Father tell your son, oh, yes, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world is making a change? Time, you know, time is winding up. Well, it time, you know, time is winding up. Well, it time, oh, yes, time is winding up. Can't you yet see how this world made a change? Well, I want to say something here. The songs say how this world done made a change, but the world is just like God made it. It's just the generation and the peoples done change. But God's word, world had never changed, and it will not change. It's going to be just like it was when he made it. Amen?
Amen.
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 I know that.
I love that song. Oh, my God. Time is winding up.
Oh, yes,
ma'am.
Yep. And we have decided to make Jesus our choice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All of our hallelujahs belong to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. You know, God is an awesome God. I thank God that he chose me. I know you, Grace, but he chose you as well.
Uh-huh.
I always tell y'all, he loves me more than he loves y'all.
Uh-huh.
You know what? That was such a joke for a long time. Pastor Donna Hawkins brought me the T-shirt. It's
his
favorite child. So I'm glad
uh-huh.
God did that joke. Seriously, you know he loves all of his children. So.
Oh, yes, he do.
He loves all of them.
Yeah, he don't have no Pikachus.
He don't have no respect for a person. No respect for a person. No way. He loves all of us.
He does.
He dies for all of us. He loves all of us. And that's why we are here right now. And he didn't just die and stay dead, but he rose, right?
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
All power in his hand.
All power in his hand. Over 2,000 years ago, but it all power is still in his hand. My hands done got weak within my lifetime, but see, God's hand is still strong.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know. My hands done got weak. As time passed, the years done passed on me. Yes, I admit they had. But God's hand is just like it was made in the beginning. They're just as strong today as it was over 200 years ago. That's
Amen.
Right. That's why we have to lean on him. That's why we have to depend on him. That's why we have to trust him, because he still got the power and is in his hand.
Yes, he is.
And he sure
does.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us.
That's what he said. I'll never leave you or forsake Yes, family leave you sometime, and then families forsake you sometime. But you got somebody that say, I would never do that.
That's right.
Never leave you or forsake. And that's good news.
Amen. Well, we got the
mothers.
That's
good news.
Thank God for the word from the mothers. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it's time for the other word of God this morning.
All right.
Yes. Got with us this morning from Richland, Mississippi. Great man of God,
He's a husband, a proud father, two daughters. He's a music member at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi. He serves as one of the pastors at Spring Hill Christian Center in Raymond, Mississippi. And he is completing his PhD at the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And his name is Pastor Andrew Lewis. We're grateful for him coming on. Just before he comes on, we're going to have Jackie Travis on with us. She's now living in Indianapolis, Indiana. Was from Jacksonville, Paducah, Kentucky. She's been living around many places, thank God. So before Pastor Andrew Lewis come on, Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. My phone on silent this morning. Sorry about that. Just wake it up.
Oh, I got you. You want to sing later?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right. Well, we're going to bring Pastor Lewis on this morning. Good morning, Pastor Lewis. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great, Pastor G. Good to talk to you. Good to be here with everybody this morning.
We're glad to have you here. Let God have his way.
Amen. Amen. I've been enjoying all of the singing of such powerful messages. I've decided to make Jesus my choice, and I decided to make Jesus my choice a long time ago when I was young, and God certainly deserves all the glory, and I believe it was Mother Family that just got finished singing, "Time is winding up," and that is so true.
Yes.
The world is changing every day, and I'm so glad that we are talking about families on today. And when we think about, as we think about families, you know, we think about the first family that God created in the garden, Adam and Eve, and we know that that family had its challenges, and we see some of the first, one of the first sins of disobedience, you know, in the garden, and then when Cain and Abel had their issues and the first murder. So there's always been, since the very beginning, struggles in the family. The family is the first unit, is the most important unit that God has created. And so Satan wants to tear that unit down, but Satan has no victory. Satan has no power. The Bible says that all power is in God's hands. And so we just thank God for the fact that his power will overrule Satan's power, and the family will be victorious. But in thinking about the family and the struggles of the day, I wanted to share with you just for a little while on the subject of forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 18, we find where Jesus is teaching us to really be as children, because we are really the children of God. I was having a conversation with Minister G just the other day, saying that, you know, in Genesis chapter 1, verse around verse 26, it tells us, the Bible tells us, that we were made in the image of God. We were made in his likeness. And then in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible teaches us that man was made, formed from the dust of the ground, and God blew his breath. He blew his life. He blew his spirit in man, and man became a living soul. As a matter of fact, Genesis chapter 2 is the first picture, where we see God reproducing, creating life, you know, after he created the entire world. And so that life that God blew into man exists into every person that's born into this world. Whether we accept that life or not, that life, that God is already in us. There. So one of the things we were talking about the other day is that the ability to connect with the God in another person, as kingdom people, we need to be able to see the God in another person. And that's why, and even as as we're looking to see the God in other people, we need to do what the Bible says in Matthew 5:16. We need to let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. In other words, we should be a reflection of our Father in heaven. We are his children. We are the people of his pasture. In Matthew chapter 18, God teaches us about forgiveness, and I won't read that entire passage to you, but I want to start around verse 15, and we're going to be skipping around there in Matthew chapter 18. But the word of God says, and I'm reading from the King James Version, it says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained a brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican." So right there, Jesus is teaching us how to resolve conflict. He said, you know, that if you have a problem with your brother or you have a problem with your sister, then go to that person and deal with that problem. Talk to the person. If that person doesn't hear you, then only at that point you want to come back and bring some witnesses so that the words that you say will be established. It won't be any kind of he say, she say. But oftentimes we do that in reverse. When right. we have a problem with someone, the first thing that we want to do is we want to go call this person or talk to this person, and we never have talked to the person that we have the problem with. And this problem is further augmented in 2018 with social media sites. This person has a problem with another person, and then they go post online about what kind of problem they have. That is not the Bible. The Bible says if you have a problem with your brother, you go to that person and deal with that problem. And then you come back. If the person doesn't hear you, bring some witnesses. And even if the person doesn't hear you, after you bring the witnesses, then you go to the church. The church of God is the body of Christ,
right.
And God has an order in the church. He's called pastors and evangelists and apostles and prophets. He has people in the church, elders, you know, to lead the church. And so we should be going to the church and not to the world to resolve our problems. This is what Jesus is teaching us. And then later on down in that passage, in verse 21, Peter comes to Jesus and he says this. The Bible says, verse 21, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Now, I'm going to stop right there. In Judaism, it was customary to forgive three times. If you forgave a person three times, then that was satisfactory. Now, seven times, if you did it seven times, that was in the context of this Judaism was in some ways going above and beyond the call of duty. But Jesus takes it to an entirely different level. In verse 22, Jesus says unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven."
Sure.
Now, one might do the math and say, well, 70 times seven, that's 490 times. So should I forgive a person 490 times? No. Here, Jesus is not telling us to forgive a person 490 times. What he's saying here is you forgive as much as you can and don't count how many times you forgive. And here's why. In verse 23, he gives us a parable. He says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king who would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. In other words, there was a king who had a servant who owed him some money. Then verse 25, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. Verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Verse 27, then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him of his debt. Verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay his debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Verse 32, then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35, Jesus says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brothers their trespasses. So what is Jesus saying here? He's saying, he told Peter not seven times, but seven times 70. He tells about the story of the man, of the servant who owes the Lord so much money, and the Lord was, this particular Lord was going to take the man and his wife and his family and throw them into prison, take their things from them until he got his money. But the servant then pleaded and asked for mercy, and that Lord was moved with compassion and forgave him, said, you don't owe me anything, go on your way. Now, this Lord forgave this servant. And this is what God wants us to do. It doesn't matter what people owe us. It doesn't matter what people have done to us. We have been called to forgive. Now, after this servant has been forgiven, he goes on, and one of his servants, who owes him less money than what he owed to the Lord, he puts his hands on this servant, and then he throws him into prison. The people around him see this and they are perplexed. They say, well, now, wait a minute. You were just forgiven. Why can't you not forgive this person that owes you money? Mm-hmm. So they go and they tell the Lord what happened. And now this Lord is disturbed, and he calls this servant back and say, I just forgave you, and mm-hmm. you can't forgive the next person. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, you know what, as a result, you're going to be thrown into prison to be tormented until you pay me back. Now, in this world, when we don't forgive someone, then what happens is we are tormented by the tormentors. When you don't forgive someone, that's why you are depressed. That's why you don't have any joy. That's why you're not free. You can't move on in your life, because you holding on to something that happened in the past, and maybe the person has gone on with their life. Maybe they have even gone on to glory. They're not even in this world anymore, but you cannot move on because you are holding on to something, and God wants you to forgive. He wants you to let it go. The Bible says that if you don't forgive on this earth, then just like you don't forgive God is not going to forgive. Your Heavenly Father is not going to forgive you. All right? So you, just like your Heavenly Father forgives, you need to also forgive. And that's what, that's essentially what verse 35 is saying. So likewise shall my Heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brothers their trespasses. So if in our family, one of the major challenges is we've had so many hurtful things to happen in the family. You know, brothers and sisters fighting, you know, all the different generations. Maybe something happened 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 30 years ago. And instead of doing that conflict resolution, you know, we've been passing along this story over the generations. And people are mad with each other. And this person doesn't like this person. And this person hates this person. And God has not called us to hate one another. God has called us to love one another. The Bible says that if you love, if you say you love me, that's 1 John, if you say you love me and you walk in darkness, you lie and you don't tell the truth. So just like God loved us, in John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. But now we don't stop there, because verse 17 says that God did not send his Son into the world that the world might be condemned, but through his Son the world might be saved. So even though we don't always do everything that we're supposed to do according to the word, we are all have sinned and come short of the glory of the Lord, God still loves us. And just like God loves us conditionally, we need to love our brothers unconditionally and forgive and let things go, because God wants us to be free. He doesn't want us to be in bondage. And in order for the family to go to another level, we got to get down back on our knees and ask the Lord to forgive us, and we need to begin to forgive one another. It doesn't matter what happened. Yes, my father hurt me, my sister hurt me, or my brother hurt me, or my uncle did this, or my uncle did this. Well, Brother Andrew, you know, you just don't understand. This happened to me. Yes, I know I wasn't there. It didn't happen to me, but what I do know is that the glory of God, the grace of God, his strength prevails over anything that happens in my life. The Bible says that his grace is sufficient for me, and his strength is made perfect in my weakness. And so it's one of the opportunities to understand that no matter what I go through, God is able to pull me out of that thing. Even if somebody has done something to me, I still need to forgive that person. If we live a life of forgiveness, then we will experience a life of freedom. When Jesus was telling Peter, as I was saying earlier, 7 times 70, it's a perpetual forgiveness. In other words, God wants us to constantly forgive. We say, I forgive you, and then we move on. And it's something, as we're going out through our next day and we're reminded of something of that hurt us, even if we already forgave the person, forgive that person again. And then you go on to the next day and you may see something else, or somebody else may come up to you and remind you of that same thing again. And some of that wound or soreness begins to fester up on the inside of you. That's an opportunity for you to forgive again. So what Jesus is saying, we have to forgive perpetually. And when we do that, I guarantee you we will walk in freedom. We will experience the joy of the Lord. If you will be happy. You won't be sad, because God is joy. God is light, you know, and that light of God overpowers anything. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. God owns everything. He is omnipresent. He's omniscient. And he's omnipotent. And so anything that we're experiencing, God has the power to deal with it. I don't care if you're sick in your body. The Bible says we are healed by his stripes. There's no sickness that's greater than God. There's no disease that's greater than God. There's no problem that God cannot handle. God can resolve anything. But we have to take this first step. And just like God forgives us, we got to forgive everyone else. He woke us up this morning. He gave us the activities of our limbs. He yeah. allowed us to see another day. And so every day, we are sinners. There's something in your day that you do, and you have to ask God for forgiveness on a daily basis. He forgives you, and he blesses you, and he allows you to keep going. So God wants us to transfer that same gratitude, that same opportunity to our brothers and sisters. And when we do that, as I say, I guarantee you the family will go to another level. See, the Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief come but to kill, steal, and destroy. See, the devil has a very lousy resume. He only has three things, and he's on his job. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, he says, I come that you might have life, and you might have that life more abundantly. So we're not going to focus on Satan's resume because he's already defeated. You don't have to worry about the devil trying to don't worry about the devil coming to get you, because when you have Jesus in your life, you are victorious. He has already defeated the Satan. He already has the keys to the kingdom. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And if you read up earlier, you'll see how Jesus is talking about, do the flowers worry about being clothed? Do the birds worry about being fed? No, they don't, because God takes care of them, and we are his children. So how much more will we be taken care of if we understand that we are his children? So, again, the word for today is forgive. We got to let go. We got to, when we have a problem with our brother or our sister, we go to that person, follow that. The prescription is right there. Matthew 18, beginning in verse 15, do exactly what it says. If someone comes, I'm going to tell you another thing. You know, oftentimes in the church, we say we follow the Bible, but we do everything else that's not a part of the Bible. So, body of Christ, I'm speaking to whoever who's listening to this radio program. You're in the church and you have a problem with someone, don't go tell your someone else. Go directly to that person. And right. if someone else has a problem with someone else and they try to come talk to you, redirect them. Say, no, sister, no, my brother, I can't talk to you. Have you gone and talked to that sister or that brother that you have a problem with? See, we have to hold people accountable to the word. See, the word is right. The Bible says the word is sharper than a double-edged sword, piercing to the asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And watch this, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. So if you keep that word on the inside, so when people come to you, the Holy Spirit will tell you, even before they get there, you listen to the Holy Spirit. But when they start talking to you, just ask them, well, have you talked to this person, and redirect them. And that's what we have to do. We have to forgive. We have to let go so we can be free. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. What a word.
Amen.
For the family. Forgiveness yes. for the family. We have to forgive everybody in our families, everybody in our neighborhoods, everybody, mm-hmm. everybody, everybody. I don't care who they are, on the job, mm-hmm. in the household, next door. We have to forgive everybody. So I thank God.
Hallelujah.
And it's the Lord, ask the Lord for that great word about forgiveness. It's much needed, because that's why
yes.
we're killing one another so bad, because people don't want to let go and let God. They want to handle it. God said vengeance belongs to him, not to us. Now, you know what? We could do some stuff to people, but God really know how to handle them. He could do it much better than we can. So just let God handle it. He can touch your heart like nobody can. You know, he can touch the heart of a king, and he can turn hearts around, and forgiveness will happen. You say, oh, but they hard-hearted. Yep, but guess what? Bring them before the Lord. Get on your knees and pray for your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you. God will work with them. Leave it to God. Don't worry about it. You've been to them 40 times. You said, look, every time you stepping on my foot, you keep stepping on the same foot. You can step on my foot and stepped on it and stepped on it. And, you know, you keep telling them they keep doing the same thing. But guess what? Don't tell them no more. Go to God. Say, Lord, I done been to my brother. I done been to my sister. And they keep doing the same thing. So I'm bringing them to you, Lord God. I love them, Lord. Now, I don't know how to get along with them. I don't know how to forgive them. I don't know how to let go. Lord, you do it for me. You help me. You help me. You help me. And guess what? He going to change you to help them. He going to change you to forgive them. And don't worry about them. You say, why I always have to forgive? Why I got to always be the one? You know, I'm telling you things I've said to God before. Why I always got to be the one? Because you the one who got the light in you. You the one who got the image of God. Everybody does. But you're the one who confessed, I believe you, Father. And he'll work it out for you. Don't worry about it. Sometimes it's difficult. But guess what? He going to work it out. So I thank God for that message. Pastor Lewis, it was awesome. Much needed. Forgiveness. We got to learn.
Amen.
Yeah, we got to learn conflict resolution. So another time we're going to have him come on and tell us how to do conflict resolution. Because we need
Amen.
It. I forgave him, but, you know, I ain't going to forget it. No. Come on, every time we see him. I remember my family came here a few months ago, and this one said, you did this, and another one said, you did that. And I said, hold up. Hold up. We all went around the room and say, we forgive this, and I forgive you, and we all hugged one another and forgave one another and forgot that mess that happened. Who knows when it happened? I said, well, they meant to do it. But how you know what people meant to do? People don't know when they're stepping on your foot all the time. You got to let go, let God. So I thank God this morning for what
Amen.
He's done. On Bible Storyland, I thank God for all the wonderful songs this morning because, you know, we got to, the only way we can forgive like we're supposed to is to make Jesus our choice. You know, like Mother Ludell said, time is winding up. God is doing that for people without spot or wrinkle. We got to get them spots off our garments. We got to say, Lord, I forgive me for this, Lord. Forgive me for that, Lord. And forgive me for things I don't even know that I've done. The Lord said, who can know their errors? We don't know our errors.
Uh-uh.
We don't know all of them. So forgive us, Lord, for errors that we do. He's going to do it. He's going to forgive us. He's quick to forgive.
Lord.
I said, Lord, make me a quick forgiver. Help me to forgive quickly. And move on. Because I thank God for that word this morning. It was an on-time word. I thank
Hallelujah.
God for the songs of praise unto him. Yes, indeed, because he is the lover of our souls. Every hallelujah belongs to him. All the praises, all the glory belongs to him. So we're going to let Jackie come forth if she's ready this morning, sing a song of praise, and then it's going to be prayer time.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Sister G, I'm ready now.
All righty, what you got to say?
Okay. I love to praise him.
All right.
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock. He's my rock, my sword and shield. And he's a will. He's a will. He's a will. Of a will. I know he'll never. No, never let down. He's just a jewel, Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah. hallelujah. Oh, I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. My rock, and my sword is here.
I request prayer for we're getting ready to go into our state church convention, our state Baptist convention this coming week, and just pray that God will get the glory out of all of the sessions and meetings, and then as my wife and I get ready to start, and my children get ready to start school in a few weeks.
All right. Okay, any more prayer requests? We have Mother Frazier on with us for the first time this morning. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Mother Frazier.
Good morning.
We're so glad you're on. Would you like prayer this morning?
Yes, I do.
Anything in particular?
It's for health and strength.
All right. Mother Frazier is one of those young women like Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny. Mother Ludell is 96. Mother Fanny, I believe, is 82. And Mother Frazier is 92. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. We thank those young women. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Yes, we are young, all right.
I am young in the Lord. God is good.
Yes,
all the
time. Yes.
All righty. Well, we got some prayer warriors on with us this morning, so we're going to be praying. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna and her request, and Pastor Lewis, if you could pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and she just have a new job. She takes care of senior citizens usually, but she has, okay, she's back on. Hold on, Jackie. All right, Jackie, you got prayer requests.
Well, the people up here pray for my daughter and the people at my new job. Give me strength to make it through this new job. It's different, but I'm in the process of getting to the health care. I went there yesterday trying to get this on the road.
All right.
My family, of course. I heard you say my family.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and Pastor Lewis, if you could pray for Sister Jackie, her husband, her two daughters, her new job, the people on the job, health care, and all of her family. She has elderly members in her family. They sang last week. Was it Aunt Elizabeth? I think it was Aunt Elizabeth. She's in her 90s.
She's 95. Miss Henry was 96 yesterday. Thursday.
Wow, birthday yesterday. Wow, it's a lot of July birthdays.
Yes.
Well, Father God, we approach your throne as humbly as we know how, and we come to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for all you're doing on our behalf.
Thank you.
Lord, you are a great God, a mighty God, an awesome God.
Yes.
We lift up your daughter, your very elect daughter, your handpicked daughter by you, Esther Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. And, Lord, you know you've given the fivefold ministry many talents. So to whom much is required. Pastor Donna is fetched. Her territory, like Jabez, has been enlarged. So, Lord, give her the strength to do everything you're calling her to do. But, Lord, give her the wisdom to rest like you did on the seventh day. And so, Father, we thank you for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where she pastors, oh God. Give her the wisdom to know how to reach the people, the words of wisdom speak to the people, to bring change coming about, Lord God, changing for the better. In the name of Jesus, I pray for her husband and her children, grandchildren, oh God. And I just thank you for what you're doing in her life. And Lord, even as she goes today to minister, I thank you for going with her, going before her. And as she opened her mouth, oh God, fill it with the words you wanted to say to your people. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that as she travels, oh, God, that they're safe in their travels. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Lewis, you there?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we just give you glory, God, for being God.
We thank you
for your son, Jesus. God, we just say hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah is the highest praise, God.
Jesus.
We give it all back to you, God. I lift up Pastor Jackie to you and her family, Lord. God, you called her. You know everything about her, God. So I lift her up to you. God, I pray right now that in her weakness, your strength is perfected according to your word. God, I thank you for the grace that you have given her in her life. God, I thank you for the mercy for her life. Lord, I lift up her on her new job. God, you have provided this as a resource to her, God, because you are Jehovah Jireh. God, but you have also called her there to be the light. And God, so we thank you that even as she's in this new position, God, that people will be perplexed when they see her and they say, what is it about you? And she will be able to share the goodness of your son, Jesus Christ, the goodness of you with the people that she comes in contact with. And God, we thank you right now, even as she walks in the facilities, God, that even people will be set free and transformed just by coming in contact with her. God, so we thank you right now for that opportunity. And I even thank you right now for elevating her in this position, God. I don't know the particular position, God. I thank you right now for giving her favor, God, favor that will just blow her mind. God, even what she thought was going to happen, you will do exceedingly abundantly above that. God, we just give you the glory, Lord. I lift up her children to you. Lord, I pray for traveling grace. God, I thank you right now that you told us that you have given us angels to keep charge over us lest we dash our foot against the stone, God. So I thank you for sending her heavenly motorcade as she travels. God, angels before her, angels behind her, angels on each side of her. God, I thank you right now for all the things that are going on in her life. And God, we give you the glory and the praise and honor, and we count it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mother Fanny, could you pray for Mother Ludell, for her family, her church family, her nephew Ronnie, and her niece Mary Jean?
Oh, Heavenly Father, look down, Mother Jean, and her whole entire family. All of her children, her grandchildren, great-grand. Oh, Father, keep your hand around. Protect them in her home and day. Keep that shield around them, Heavenly Father. Lead them and guide them the way you want them all to go. Help them to serve you and love you with all their heart and mind and soul. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon them, Lord. Keep your hand around them, Jesus. Guide them, Jesus. Help them to serve you all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord, out and coming in. Each and every day, have mercy upon them that they will obey and serve you each and every day of their life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to pray for Pastor Lewis, his request. And Pastor Lewis, could you pray for Mother Frazier for healing strength for her body?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, Mother Fanny. I forgot.
Mother Fanny. Okay.
Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. Father,
uh-huh.
I lift up your servant, Pastor Lewis, and I just thank you, Lord God, for this mighty man of God that you brought on Bible Storyland today. And, Lord, you said to whom much is given, much is required. He's stretch. He's doing so many things, Lord God. But, Lord, I thank you that he's keeping his eyes fixed on you. In the name of Jesus, he's consulting you, the Most High God, for direction, for guidance, as a husband, as a father, as a professor in a university, Lord. So, Lord, as he goes about doing his daily duties, Lord, you're calling him to a higher calling. Lord, as they have the State Baptist Convention, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be an awesome time, a time of worship, a time of praise, a time of listening to you, O God, a time of hearing your voice like never before. I thank you, Lord God, that they will be in the secret place with you, O Most High. They will come to you, Lord God, in a way like they've never come before. I thank you that this state convention will not be business as usual, but they will put you. They will put you first. They will lift your name on high. Oh, God, I thank you for the men and women of God that will be in leadership capacities during this convention, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a mighty work in them even now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing at this state Baptist Convention in 2018. Oh, God, let it be known that Jesus is Lord. Let it be known, oh, God, that it's not business as usual, but it's a higher calling than ever before. So, Father, we bless you and honor you. We thank you, Lord, as Pastor Lewis and his family, oh, God, begin to school again, oh, God, that you will provide every book, that you will provide study time, not only study for the secular knowledge, but open book time, the B-I-B-L-E, that they will spend time in your word, and wisdom will be downloaded in them, even for the natural things of life, even for their ability in school. They'll be like Daniel, full of wisdom, knowledge of all subject matter, understanding, oh God. And we thank you for what you're doing in the Lewis family and in the State Baptist Convention in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up Mother to you of the family this morning, Lord, and we give you glory, God. We thank you for her life, and God, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're getting ready to do. God, we thank you that you have made her an example, not only to women, but other men and children, and God, we just give you the glory. God, I pray right now that you, according to your word, will strengthen her body, God. You said in your word that we are healed by your stripes. So, Lord, I declare that her body will be obedient to your word and be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, just like you, the strength of Caleb, Lord, that you would just empower her with that strength, God, that you would even show her even new things, even after all these years, all the things that she's experienced, God, you would just even show her even greater words, God, because you are a great God. God, you said in your word in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, there is no searching of your understanding. God, so even as we try to imagine all things, God, you are even greater than our imagination. God, so I thank you right now for just empowering her, strengthening her, renewing her. God, just restoring her. I give you the glory that she will be a testimony. God, this restoration will be a testimony to many. And God, even through this restoration, people will come to know you and love you and follow you and accept and allow you to be Lord of their lives. And God, we just give you glory and count all these things done in your Son Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, does anyone want to say any closing remarks, anything you want to say before we close out? It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I want you to know that God loves you so much, and he sent Jesus to tell you how much he loves you. Jesus gave his life. So I thank God this morning for what God is doing in all of us, children. God loves us, and he made a way where there's seemingly no way. God made a way. We didn't make the way. We can't even make the way for our children, grandchildren. God made a way. Anybody
want to
say anything
before we stop? Oh, Mr. Michelle, I would like to say to the minister that speaker this morning that I love that message he brought about forgiveness because, as he said, that's something that we don't want to do. But I try to explain to people sometimes in Sunday school or Bible study that we're supposed to forgive. And I'm glad to hear the message from you, Reb, your name and everything, and I hope God will continue to bless you, keep you, and hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Amen. Bless you.
Uh-huh.
Mother Fanny, you were saying something also?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Walk with me, love. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk walk with my mother, walk with me. Walk with my mother, walk with me, Lord. Walk some more, Lord. Here's a journey. I want Jesus. Walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Walk some more. Here's a journey. I want Jesus. Come on. Walk with me.
Hallelujah.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah, that's what we want. Jesus to walk with us.
Yes.
And he with us. We won't pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, we won't be on next Saturday, but we'll
back
on Children's Day, July 28th. I look forward to hearing from each of you. I want to hear testimonies about the goodness of God when we come back.
Do you be on Tuesday, won't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know that God loves you so much. Mother Fanny was asking me about the prayer line on Tuesday. Anybody who want to join us, call me for the number. We pray for the children on Tuesdays, but it's a different number than this number. So, every Tuesday, we pray for the children of the world, every continent child. We pray for them. So I thank God for that. He'll be back on Bible Storyland. It will be Children's Day, July 28th, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. I love you. You already know God loves you more.
Oh, yes.
Have an awesome day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget.
Thank you, amen.
Thank
God knows. Hallelujah. Praise him every day.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Love
y'all. Thank you. Love you.
Amen.
Thank you.